AN News, on July 6, the Treaty Land Sharing Network, TLSN, officially expanded into the west side of Treaty 6 territory, giving Indigenous people in central Alberta the opportunity to practice their traditions in the treaty spirit. Treaty 6 was signed between the British Crown and Cree and Stoney First Nations through August and September 1876. It encompasses the land between the Athabasca and South Saskatchewan rivers, east of the mountains in Alberta, and from north of the South Saskatchewan to the Qu'Appelle River in Saskatchewan. According to the University of Saskatchewan's Indigenous Saskatchewan Encyclopedia, Treaty 6 had more agricultural assistance, in terms of animals and supplies, than the other numbered treaties, and a unique medicine chest clause, which is generally interpreted as a healthcare guarantee for the signatory nations. The TLSN is a grassroots organization consisting of landowners, farmers and ranchers who want to do their part to honor the treaties, providing access to their land to First Nations and Métis people for engaging in their traditional ways of life. The network launched its expansion in central Alberta at Brenda Bomer's 640-acre farm near Balf, which is located about 30 kilometers southeast of Camrose. Bomer is one of three TLSN members in Alberta. Prior to July 6, the TLSN, which was founded in 2021, operated across 52 locations, representing 37,000 acres, on Treaty 4 and Treaty 6 territory in Saskatchewan. Bomer said she learned about the TLSN from an article in the Western Producer, an agricultural trade publication. "The idea resonated with me, so when I heard there was a trial here in Alberta, I wanted to learn more about it," she said in a TLSN news release. Fast forward to today. "It feels very special for me to host this launch event for Alberta Treaty Land Sharing Network." The event opened with a pipe ceremony led by Elder Bert Bull of Lewis Bull Tribe and Elder Alcena White of Saddle Lake Cree Nation. Bull then sang a flag-raising song while Bomer raised the Treaty 6 flag on her farm's flagpole. The afternoon consisted of presentations on treaty from Amy Seasquasis of Beardies and Okamasis's Cree Nation, Treaty 6, Knowledge Keeper Shirley Wolf Keller of Fishing Lake First Nation, Treaty 4, and Josh Littlechild of Ermineskin Cree Nation, Treaty 6, as well as non-Indigenous TLSN members Rod McLaren and Doyle Wiebe. Littlechild, who looks forward to hunting on the land, called the event an incredible experience. "This event not only allows me to engage in traditional practices but also to foster deeper understandings about treaty rights with fellow land users. It's an exciting time to connect, learn, and share the significance of these rights and their impact on our connection to the land," he said. Indigenous people looking to join Littlechild in exercising their treaty rights on TLSN land, or settlers looking to share their land, can register at treatylandsharingnetwork.ca.